above its weight thing. Graham's in Bath. Let's bring Graham in. Hello. Is this right, you've set up a Facebook page, have you?
Yes, Nicky. It's a Facebook page called We Love Scotland. I feel this is a massive emotional issue for people, not only in Scotland, obviously, but also in England and Wales and Northern Ireland, because to lose Scotland would be a disaster for the rest of the United Kingdom. Scotland's played such an amazing... role in the history of the UK, and since 1707, this country really took off. We've made a massive impact on the planet. A lot of that is down to the Scots, and I think Britain, UK, would be a much, much weaker place. So I've set up this page so people can show their emotional support for
Scotland.
So
would you like to have a vote?
Would I like to have a vote? Well, I don't think that argument stands up, to be honest with you, because, you know, as previous callers have said, but I think what I've done is given people the opportunity to vote, if you like, by liking this page on Facebook, showing the Scots that we really don't want to lose you as part of the UK. We want you to stay in the UK. We need you. We cherish you. We treasure you. You've been an absolutely an enormous part of our the success of these islands. And I'm not going to go into all the political issues because I think that a lot of this will be decided by the emotion of the way people feel. We just want to show, or I want to show, because I set the page alone basically, that the rest of the UK has a deep emotional bond with the Scots and would be extremely sad to lose them as our partners in our future.
Are you touched, Leslie?
Yes. I mean, that's a very respectful position that you've got there, because I'm glad you can see that this is a decision that's sort of, in a sense, another group of people want to make, and yet you're trying to say that it means something to you. And I don't think there's much more that somebody from the other side of the border could be saying at the moment other than this matters to me and I know you and we want you. Now, I think Scots will hear this and it impacts on people's decision-making for sure. But I suspect that really there's many different tales that could be told about the success of Britain under the Union, which we could spend a lot of time talking about politically, and you're quite right, that's perhaps for many a separate issue. Where are we going? Are we a success now? Is this country running itself in a way socially that we feel comfortable with? If you had the chance, would you vote to get away from what's happening on welfare in the United Kingdom? These are all the things that are going through people's minds right now.
Well, these are the government would say these are harsh decisions which need to be taken in the light of the economic circumstances. Those are their arguments. Welfare reforms are actually the most popular, coming to public opinion, part of their political agenda at the moment. But also, you know, this also comes down to it. Scotland on its own would all of a sudden have to take some pretty tough decisions and.